Reading from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila 12, text 196. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda, Jai Advaita Chanda Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, E Mata Dui Jane Kare Bala Bali, Vyaja Stuti Kare Dunhe Yena Galagali. Thus they both went on talking and praising one another, although their praise appeared negative, for it appeared as if they exchanged ill names. Om Gyanati Mirandasya Gananjana Savakaya Taksurum Bhutamyena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam Rapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Adadanastanam Dante Idam Yache Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padam Bhoja Dulisham Janma Janmani Vairagya Bhakti Risham Priyatnai Apayam Amarabhipsamandam Kripam Buddhiya Paraduka Duki Sanatanastam Prabhumasrayami Mancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasade Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo Ramo Hare. I'm just trying to get organized here, and it's just everything has gone wrong, so just give me a second. That's why even chanting the mantras was kind of distracted here. Okay, so greetings from Visan Falls, and I just got back from Washington, D.C. I was there for 5 or 6 days. I got there on Thursday, and I just returned. Took a shower and then came to the class. So I'm a little bit late. But as I often do, I try to share with you my participation in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. We're reading here about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, which is to taste and distribute Krishna consciousness. And these classes, I tried to communicate the taste for Gaur and Krishna Leela and the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, and my attempts also sometimes to distribute, and I got feedback that people would like to hear about that. Washington, D.C. was really, really, really wonderful. I'll just tell you one story. I gave class on Friday night in a place called the Yogi House with Gopi Manjari. We'll be teaching Bhagavad Gita, and I inaugurated the Bhagavad Gita class, and I taught it on the first chapter. And those of you who heard my class on Sunday, I explained some of the things. And then on Saturday, I gave Yoga of Psychology. One of our Sangha members, Hari Kirtan, arranged that at this one yoga studio in the middle of Washington. And those of you, I met Rati's making it available, so there's a video of the class, at least I gave in Boston, but it's the same one. But it was very well received. And after that class, I told you we went to Hari Kirtan's apartment, which is nearby, and sat with the people, and it was nice. Interesting thing is some of the people that, you know, attended the classes attended three or four of them. They were very much intrigued by basically Prabhupada's presentation, which I'm trying to represent through the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. And it's really exciting for me. But this is one story. There was one man, and he was been searching. And he's actually he's worked in the State Department in the Israeli Office of Israeli and Palestinian Affairs. He worked in the consulate in Bombay. And his wife, who is Israeli, she's working. She's 50 on a PhD in microbiology. Very nice people. So he, his wife was very interested in astrology. So about a month ago, he saw the advertisement from this yoga studio. He just went a few times that, and he saw that it was karma, psychology of karma and astrology. And his wife was interested in it. So he said, look, and they were very interested to go. And then he basically forgot about it. And then on Saturday morning, he was telling me this later. He was feeling completely despondent because he was really on this search and he was not finding satisfaction. He even went in Bombay to Osho's ashram, on a break. Gurus would speak and he would go to see different gurus. And he was just dissatisfied because he was dissatisfied. He wasn't finding anything that could really resonate with him. So then he came to my lecture, and I saw him in the front sitting with his wife. His right wife had one of the readings, and I just saw this person was completely interested and really getting it and somehow understanding it. So when we came back to Hari Kirtan's house, we sat for 2 hours, and I invited anybody who wants to come on Sunday, Gopi Manjari. She wanted to have a sangha, kind of a Sunday feast for outside people. Of course they become devotees, it's fine, but so it was kind of a Sunday feast for yoga people, and it was really done nicely, and they made nice prasad, and people would come at 4:30, and then between 4:30 and 6, it's kind of like a party. People come and take prasadam and meet their friends and talk around, and then. And she asked me, when do you want to come down? I said, well, I don't have to come down for that. I'll come down later. You just call me, So then, an hour and a half, people just took this out of me, and then she called me, and then I sat and I gave a class on yoga psychology, and it went well, and people really listened. And then after that, I spoke from 6 to 7:30, then Gauravani came. And did kirtan for about a half hour. And there was children there dancing. And, kirtan, he's an incredible kirtan, incredible personality. And then on Sunday, a Monday, I would move to Henry's house, which is basically a mansion in the embassy section of Washington, which, has the furniture from his family, bought in 1953. And the only difference is he has the largest collection of B.G. Sharma paintings probably in the world, which go along with the pictures of his, his relatives like Admiral Byrd and different people to have there. And he's a very good host because his father was a diplomat. He was in the Foreign Service. So Henry has that in his blood too. So we just arranged that anybody who wanted to meet me, they can come to Henry's house. And I was busy the whole time. And this couple came who was from the State Department. And they just, he told me this whole story. And the lady said, I never wanted to have, I think they must be in their early 30s. That's what I estimate. They said, I never, figure out family, but when I saw the people there and the children dancing in the kirtan and the atmosphere that was there, because it was about 75% yoga people, about 25% devotees, Gauravani and his wife and his kids, and Jagai Nitai, another nice devotee, and his kids, and Gopi and her kids. I think I was basically, and Hari Kirtan came. And so when they saw the children chanting and the kirtan by Hari Kirtan and the mood, he just said, me and my wife, we just looked at each other afterwards and we were just crying. The whole, And they also said something interesting. They said, you know, I was searching, I went to see so many gurus, so many people. When you always come in, it's this really institutional atmosphere, and it's like very fearful, and everybody's, you know, you know, there's no joy, and, you know, it's kind of like terrifying, and it, you know. But, you know, he said, you know, the presentation, be like the philosophy, and it was very warm, and, you know, it just resonated, he said, with us. They're coming to India on my Puri Yatra, you know. They were planning on, you know, traveling anyway, and, you know, they were in India, but they said they couldn't see, and it was so difficult because no one was helping them, and they were in the Bombay Council, so they're going to come to my tour, and, you know, they love kirtan, they love, so I was really nice. Basically, I saw, and they're going to go to every kirtan that Gauravani does. Henry gave him an invitation, one at his house, and one at the Yogamala, and so it was really, like, rewarding to see that if you present the philosophy of Krishna consciousness in consideration for people's frame of reference, and then give them and appropriately expand their frame of reference, people are extremely appreciative. And then there was another lady that was there. This is also kind of interesting, and she attended the lecture the previous year. So I was already in communication with her, and she came to the Friday one, the Saturday one. And she also came. So I think that's a perfect thing, you know, the Gopi, the way she did it, and she has beautiful Radha Krishna deities, but the way she did it, it was so accommodating to these people, you know, because first of all, it was mostly people like them, except for a few devotees, and I guess I was the only Dodi Wala person in the Dodi, and it was just so nice. And so this lady, she, after coming Friday and Saturday, she asked, look, can I meet you? You know, I'd like to meet you. So I said, well, you come before the program. So I met her before the program, and she said, you know, since I've been involved now in yoga, and I go to the kirtan that this Hari Kirtan has been doing at the yoga studio in the mornings three times a week, she said, you know, I heard your lectures, et cetera, you know. She asked some advice on something. She's getting married to a doctor, and he's not so spiritual, and what to do, and, you know. But anyway, she said, what I really want is some guidance on a sadhana, you know. And she said, since this yoga, I've also started going back to the church. You know, my brother was is an Episcopalian priest, and just somehow my heart's opened now to spirituality like never before, and I was continuing in my tradition, and I'm also interested in yoga and the kirtan. And can you give me some practice that I can do every morning? So I told her, okay, I mean, what, you have an altar? She said, yeah, I have, you know, Jesus. And that's okay. So you offer a flower. I said, in Bhagavad Gita, it says, pacham pushpam palam toyam yome bhakta priyachite. You offer some flower, water, and incense. And we can also give you a picture of Krishna because you seem to like the Hare Krishna mantra. She said, yes, I would like that. She offered that there. And then, you know, she really wanted to do more. I said, no, here's some beads, and you can chant two rounds, and this is how you do it, you know. And I showed her how to chant. I had Hari Kirtan. Yeah, he'll show you how to chant, and you do the chanting. And then one day, you could read the Bhagavad Gita, and one day you can read the Bible, and I told her what prayerful reading is. And, then I just realized that the next day at Henry's house, I was going to take lunch with his friend, Eric. And Eric is connected with the National Cathedral. That's the main church in Washington, actually feeds the White House. And it's he's connected with that church. It's absolutely beautiful. And I couldn't figure out, but she also wanted to get more involved. And I said, okay, I'll introduce you to, you come the next day. So I spoke to her the next day, and I introduced her to this person, who's in the Anglican church, but also a Vaishnava. And he sees absolutely no contradiction. And it was really nice. And just seeing that she's, you know, chanting. And so it was very, very, and so many other people. So that was very rewarding to. It's Krishna giving me mercy. It's his mercy, and used me as an instrument to do that. So, I don't know, kind of on a roll. Now I'm going back to India. I hope to continue when I get back. So we're now reading the origin of this mercy. And the origin of the mercy is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada, who in about, what is it, a year and a half, has translated and published all 17 volumes of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Incredible. Even he went to his people, he wanted it done, they said it's impossible. Prabhupada said, impossible is a word in the fool's dictionary. Prabhupada got this incredible jewel for us to read and study, where we see where this mission began and the authenticity and depth of this mission and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's Krishna, searching to become Rasaraj, the relish of all Rasaprasas, by becoming and adopting the mood and color of his best devotee. And that's Gaur Lila. And we see how wonderful this Gaur Lila is. I spoke a lot when I spoke on yoga psychology. I spoke at the end about bhakti and why bhakti is really the most effective transformative process. And in bhakti, kirtan is the topmost process. And in what makes up the topmost process? It's the level of absorption that the level of absorption and consequent control of mind that the process affords. Because yoga means what? It means that there's five transformations of the mind: wandering, forgetfulness. I forgot the. And then there's restraint and concentration. You're not at the platform of yoga until your mind is at the level of restraint and concentration. So, and therefore, Patanjali Sutras, Yoga Sutras, recommends that, you know, that's how you practice yoga. You concentrate. So your ability to concentrate depends on your level of absorption. So the point I made about bhakti, in bhakti, the level of absorption is done due to a natural liking to the object of your concentration. And that's a much more forceful and powerful focus than if you are focused on the object of concentration by obligation or understanding. I should do it rather than I like to do it. So from that platform, yogi nabhapi sarvesham madgitena taratmanam shradhavam bhajate yomam samayuta. Of all yogis, one who worships me with faith and devotion is the highest of all. So this kirtan allows this, bhakti itself allows this absorption. And then I explain, because I was explaining a little bit about yoga psychology, what I'm doing from reading the Vyasa's commentary on the Yoga Sutras. In kirtan, I was explaining, and this is also to relate to the audience, and you know, it wasn't just a scholarly class. I had to relate to people who have a certain frame reference. And I was explaining, because this is at the end of my talk on yoga psychology about kirtan, is that everyone, I was explaining, some scars are imprints in the consciousness. They say one of the most powerful imprints in the mind is for melody and rhythm. You know, people like music. Music absorbs them. And then I began to explain when Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur described the rasa dance, he described that each species of life has a particular melody that represents them, like the elephant, high and low, the cricket, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. It is different melodies of each species that's described. And he said, he even says, Vishwanath, that every living entity has a melody. So the point I was making, there's something about music that's a natural attraction in the soul. And that's why Plato said 80% of a child's education should be music, because music is harmony, and external harmony creates internal harmony. So I was explaining the kirtan, it's so hard to focus But music naturally absorbs one. And I said, and within the music, when mantra, Shabda Brahman, the absolute reality and sound is put within that music. I said, I've been in kirtans where 7 hours, not because I was a great yogi, because I was carried away by the mantra. After a while, it's a very powerful impression on the soul, and it draws you out, and you know, with the music and the kirtan, you know, music facilitates the concentration, but it gets you to a level of concentration where you're relishing the concentration on the name. It's not like this arduous austerity. So I was explaining how this kirtan process, which was so nice, because after I explained that, Gauravani came with a Kinchana Krishnadas and just led kirtan. And, you know, the people were just dancing in ecstasy. They were all just dancing in ecstasy. It was just such a beautiful, and it wasn't very short. He was considered the time, and it was Sunday night. People go to work the next day. But this is what we're reading, Gaur-lila. We're seeing the kirtans. And we're seeing how congregate, and kirtan, just not by yourself, with others. That's another factor that keeps one absorbed and opens the heart. So we're just seeing this process, and by Prabhupada's mercy, we're able to participate in it directly. You know, and, you know, by attending kirtans, and so nice. And so we're reading about that, and we got to the point, and this is where we kind of left off. I won't go everything. Anyway, I just like even the feast, that no one eats out of lust. People eat out of love. It's so different. They're enjoying prasadam because Lord Jagannath has accepted it. And even in terms of that, they want others to enjoy it more than themselves. So they're more interested in distributing the prasad than taking. And we see these exchanges between Lord Chaitanya and the devotees. How wonderful. Bhunte, Bhojyate, Chaiva. Giving and accepting prasadam as the love and the bhakti flows. And the heart becomes purified. So this bhakti process is very, very, you know, anyway, we're in Kali Yuga, it's difficult, whatever we do, but this is the best and easiest process. And kirtan is the topmost absorption with prasadam. And so then we see, and very nice, because it's this devotion, and we finished last class with the mock fight between Nityananda and Advaita Acharya. And again, bhakti is about exchange. And sometimes that exchange of love between devotees is friendship. Sometimes is in the mood of friendship is sometimes indirectly experienced through humor and joking with each other. Friends joke. And it's not material here. It's between two devotees that are just loving each other in friendship by joking, their eternal associates. But also, it's Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's the character of the life force and immortality, which is surrender and loving exchanges. So it gives us also a sense of what Gaur-lila is. Yes, we should give prasadam and enjoy more. We should enjoy eating more out of love than out of lust. We should enjoy more serving than accepting. We should try to see what others' pleasures are. This is all part of opening the heart in bhakti. And we should enjoy prasadam, that we should enjoy food that's been offered and accepted as prasadam. And the kirtan, we should give gifts to Vaishnavas. When's the last time you gave gift to Vaishnav? It doesn't just have to be Vyas Puj Guru. Another Vaishnav that you appreciate, when's the last time you just, let me give him a gift? I met in Vrindavan when, in 1995, 96, we were all staying there. Tamal Krishna Maharaj was there for a while, and Tamal Krishnaraj Swami Satsrupad Borijan Bibi Govinda Pardes. Was only my call dropped or everyone's call was dropped? Hare Krishna, anyone there?
Hare Krishna.
Who's that?
This is Gordon Maharaj. I got you back.
What's that?
Your phone, your message, it's faded out. But it's back now.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now, yes. You're breaking up a little bit.
I'm breaking up, huh? So I was the only one that dropped, right?
No, Guru Maharaj, this is Rati Krishna. Everybody dropped.
Everyone dropped? Can you hear me good now, or should I recall?
I can hear you fine.
What?
That's good now.
I can't hear other people, but I guess they can hear me.
Yeah.
Hey, Rati, I'm just going to try to get on again, okay?
Okay.
No, maybe I won't get on again. I guess I should leave it. Just tell me if you can hear or not, okay?
I can hear fine.
Okay. Okay, everyone then mute their phone because I'm hearing so much static. Okay, and Rati, I have my cell phone someplace around here. If I go off and I'm not on, you can call me or something. So I was explaining you we should do these things and inquire in confidence. We should develop friendships. Friendships are important. Not just, and friendship means to exchange these six exchanges of love. We should inquire from people and counsel them if they need. Anyway, this is to see this exchange, this mock fighting. And it's love, and in love, they're criticizing each other, but actually glorifying them. For example, you're an abadut, an unknown person. I don't know if I should eat with you. What does abadut mean? Abadut means a person who's not interested. It's actually a compliment. You're so elevated that you're not socially interested in this world. And then, but it's really, it's great. It's a loving exchange. So then Advaita, Nityananda says, you're a monist, and to be with you is contaminating. But what does he mean, monist? He means Advaita, again, means that you see Krishna everywhere. Even when things are different, you see the non-duality that everything is Krishna and Krishna's energy. Thus they both went on talking and praising one another, although their praise appeared negative, for it appeared as if they exchanged names. Tabe Prabhu Sarva Vaishnavera Namalaya Mahapurushada Dena Maha Amrita Sinchaya. Thereafter, calling all the Vaishnavas, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed Mahaprasad as if sprinkling nectar. This word must be very beautiful in Bengali. Sinchaya, sprinkling Mahamrita, Mahamrita, the great nectar. He's sprinkling it. Oh, so nice. Calling the Vaishnava and distributing prasad, but the metaphor is so nice. It's like sprinkling nectar. At that time, the mock fight between Advaita and Nityananda became more and more delicious. And then thereafter, it became even more relishable between them. So this is so nice, this spiritual process of Vaishnavism. And somehow or other, maybe bad karma, we're not always in the association of devotees. I'm also, but if we get that opportunity, it's so relishable to exchange and love devotees, and that we're seeing this beautiful thing. Bojana kari ute shabe hari dvandvi kari hari dvandvi utila shaba swaga martya bari. After taking their lunch, all the Vaishnavas stood and chanted the holy name of Hari and the resounding noise filled all the upper and lower planetary systems. They're on a platform of relish because it's so focused on the pleasure of God. And that's our pleasure. So it's so focused in that way that after their lunch, they all stood up. I used to go to these nice functions sometimes in Vrindavan of so many different Vaishnavas, and they were so expert at serving incredible prasad and never wasted. They just knew the science, you know, and the way it was served. And when everyone was finished, then the most senior Vaishnava would say, "Sadhu Savdan," and no one would leave until everyone was finished. So after a while, the senior person, if he's finished, he's waiting there, and he's seeing it's almost finished, right? And he says, "Sadhu Savdan." That means, "Sadhu, be careful." You know, maybe reading too much. Those who are left. And everyone goes, "Ah." That means, "Yes." "Sadhu Savdan." Everyone goes, "Ah, yes." "Sadhu Savdan." And then they say something in Bengali, that Lord Chaitanya's storehouse of love of Godhead is completely full, so take to your complete satisfaction. But if you're finished, then get lost. And then everybody finishes. So we're seeing this. It's coming from Gaur Lila. Tabe Mahaprabhu Shabe Nija Bhakti Gan Sabakari Sri Haste Dila Malya Chandana. After the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered flower garlands and sandalwood pulp to all his devoted personal associates. I remember when the Russian devotees, you know, who were in prison for worship, you know, when they finally got to see India, it was such glorious. They never saw Vrindavan and Mayapur. And they came in the Calcutta airport. They were greeted by a big kirtan. I remember when they came to Vrindavan, we had such a greeting for that. The buses stopped down the road, and then they got out and walked through Bhaktivinoda Marg. And then when they came into the temple, rose petals were showering from the top of the temple. It was ecstatic kirtan. So Bibi Govinda Swami and Shivaram Swami, they wanted to make an incredible feast. And if you know that Bibi Govinda Swami, as good as he is in kirtan, that's how good he's in cooking. And that was his real service for about 20 years. So he's one of the best, most incredible cooks. And he wanted to cook them a feast. And it was interesting. Tamal Krishnamurti's house was like really a wonderful sadhu house in Vrindavan. Those of you who've been there, it was incredible. I mean, it wasn't his house. It was disciples, but he would basically be using it when we were blessed with his sangha. And they put like sand around the house, so when the people would walk, they would have to touch the sand. And, you know, they wanted to respect these devotees and get the dust from their feet. And then I remember we had a, you know, big feast for them. And then, you know, at the end of the feast, everyone got a garland of marigolds and sandalwood pulp. These things are just so beautiful to exchange love and appreciate the Vaishnavas. It creates good impressions in the heart. Bhakti. And I remember one of these devotees, because we were worshiping them, and then they were staying next to me in the Gurukul, and we were also serving them, and I was talking to one, and then another devotee came out and looked at me and said, "Queen Kunti was right. Let these calamities happen again and again." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Well, when we were in Russia," he said, "they can only kill our bodies." The Russians in the prisons, they can only kill our bodies. But here, we are getting so much worship and so much praise and glorification that we can kill our bhakti. Queen Kunti was right. Anyway, we still gave them garlands. Tabe parivesita surupari Sata Jana Grihara Bhatere Koile Prashad Bhojana. The seven persons headed by Srupa Damodar, who engaged in distributing prasadam to others then took their meals within the room. So they distributed the prasadam, and now they're really going to enjoy. Because they're not only going to enjoy how Krishna had enjoyed this prasadam. They're going to taste all the wonderful, incredible. Those of you who are ever in Puri in my tour, in Puri, you'll get the most incredible prasadam in the world. You can't imagine. When you taste that prasadam, you see, you're appreciating how Krishna enjoyed, but the people who serve, they're appreciating not only how Krishna enjoyed, but they're appreciating how the devotees enjoyed the remnants of Krishna. So it's kind of like double love. So those persons now who were distributing, headed by Srup Damodar, who's the head of all the Bengali Vaishnavas. So who is serving? Serving is the senior. The senior, and they're serving so nicely. How they're relishing this serving of the prasadam, headed by Srup Damodar, the different devotees are appreciating that. Prabhupada Abhishesha Govinda Rakhila Darya Kenari Kati Kichu Ila Noya Govinda saved some remnants of Prabhupada Chaitanya Prabhu and kept them carefully. Later one portion of the remnants was delivered to the as we he wouldn't come in when Rati, Dhanadhar Swami, everyone back?
Hare Krishna.
Okay.
Maharaj?
Yes?
I don't know if it's only me, but last Wednesday and this Wednesday, I mean, most of the classes are like so unintelligible.
Really?
Yeah.
I hear you very, very clearly.
Yeah, it goes in and out.
Okay. Anybody else have that experience?
I don't know if when I signed on just now, they said there were zero other callers on.
Well, this is the second time.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I cut off once before.
Amia, how is it? Is it very
unintelligible? Oh, there you are. Good. We just had an interruption.
Yeah, I know we didn't have production, but Gail is having problems.
There's
here.
A lot of static, and then you go and it's cut off.
I mean, all throughout the class, it goes between very staticky and then clarity. Staticky and clarity.
I'm just wondering if it's my phone or in general. I hear you clear now.
Yeah, now, yeah.
But do you hear me clear?
Yes, but it's not always like that. Very often,
I have a lot of static. I can barely make out what you're saying.
Yeah, right. It was like that last Wednesday too.
Oh, really? Now you're clear.
Yeah, but it doesn't stay like that. That's the problem.
Right.
Yeah. Well. Okay. Well, I need feedback on that, but. You know, I don't know if it may be the phone up here. I think next year I'm just going to get a new phone system here. Maybe
I don't think it's your phone because, you know, I can tell by when I'm dialing and the phone is ringing, by how the phone rings, that it's going to be problematic. And it's not just my phone because I tried land phone and cell phone. It's the same
what
thing.
I'm saying is I'm wondering if it's my phone.
Maharaj?
Yes.
I think it is your phone.
Okay.
That's just my observation because everyone's having the same trouble on this side.
Yeah, okay. Well, this is the last Wednesday I'll be giving class from this phone, so that'll be solved.
Yay.
And but I need the feedback, otherwise I don't know. You know,
yeah.
Was it like this last week too?
Not for me. Well, maybe a little static.
A little static.
But you didn't cut off. This time you cut off two or three times already.
Yeah, but I'm not sure. Was it me just cutting off or everyone got cut off?
Yeah, see, now it's happening again. is getting better.
Gail?
Yes?
Did he get cut off twice with you, too?
I couldn't understand. The line got thicker. I'm having trouble understanding.
You didn't have to redial?
I
had
did.
To redial twice.
I did.
That, I think, is the call
Same
itself.
Here.
So right. Everyone had to redial twice, but
yep.
That's another thing. The other thing is the static. All I'm saying is, whether it's my phone or just the thing, it may be my phone, because up here sometimes it's not so good. If it is, I mean, this is the last time I speak here, because next Wednesday I'll be in New York, and we'll see if that's better, so we'll get a chance. And then I go to India for 5 months, and I'll, you know, the phone system there is much more advanced than America. So there'll be no problem. And then when I come back in the future, if I have to speak up here, I'll make sure that, you know, I'll get a new phone or a new system and see if that works better. Okay. So right now everyone can hear me, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'll continue for 5 minutes. And but, you know, if it's not clear, then people should just interrupt me and tell me, and we'll see. But anyway, Govinda, we know that Haridas Thakur, and he is Namacharya. And he's Lord Brahma, and Lord Brahma, I'm very proud due to his position. And he saw how bad that was for Bhakti. So he wanted to be born in a situation where he wouldn't be allured by pride. So he got born in a Muslim family, which in Indian society is, especially in Hindu society, is outcast. And then he becomes the Namacharya. And Lord Chaitanya invites him in. He doesn't want to come in, but Lord Chaitanya understands his mind. And he understands that this is not a psychological aberration. This is actually true humility. That's not words, but deeply seeing the soul, and that's making him reflect on his position in life here. And he's, and somehow Lord Chaitanya is respecting his mood and brings him the remnants. And then they distribute among the devotees, and finally, Lord Chaitanya's servant Govinda gets those remnants. Okay. Well, you know what I think we're going to do today? I'm going to stop here for today. And, anyway, we'll finish it. It was very interesting at the end. Swatantra Ishvara Prabhu Kori Nana Kela Doya Pakala Nama Koila Ekalila. The fully independent Supreme Personality of Godhead performs various types of pastimes. The pastime of washing and cleansing the Gundicha temple is but one of them. So, very nice that Krishna's Akila Rasamrita Murti, so is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They're the full embodiment of the manifestation of God, the most intimate and full manifestation of God. So it's very, very wonderful. And part of that intimate manifestation of God is Prema Madhurya, the sweetness of their varieties of devotees which they exchange of. Rupa Madhurya, the beauty that comes out in the happiness of pure love. Venu Madhurya, well, that's the flute playing, the intimacy of music, which I guess manifests in Gaur Lila as kirtan. And Lila Madhurya, the varieties of pastimes. So he's independent, and varieties of pastimes means with so many different types of devotees, and it manifests in these wonderful Lilas, and this is just one of them. Washing and cleansing the Gudicha temple. Okay, and we're going to end there for today. Would anyone like to ask any question? Okay. Would anybody like to say Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna.
Let's see who's got a taste, the flavor of the Sangha we have here. Would anyone like to say Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is Rasikya.
Rasikya. I don't know if you were able to come on in the beginning today.
Yeah, I was.
I hope you, I was explaining the nice mission, the me preaching that was going on. It was nice.
Thank you.
Do you know Henry?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, he's such a good host.
Yeah, it was. It's really enlivening hearing about all the details of your preaching there.
Yeah, well, I get the feedback, and you're one of the feedback, and you say, okay, we like to hear this, so I do it. Yeah, it was just a very enlivening for me. I mean, I feel it's Krishna's mercy. I mean, it's not my life's always been like that, but it just was a nice opportunity and somehow used me to share Krishna consciousness. And it was also nice, you know, his father was a foreign diplomat. It's in his nature, so he knows how to greet people and make them feel welcome. And, you know, he would call me. He would show them the B.G. Sharma paintings, and, you know, we would sit down, and it was very rewarding. So probably by destiny we'll go back to Washington a couple of times a year because it's...
There's a lot of people there and a lot of nice kirtan leaders and... Presenting, I mean, Prabhupada wanted that so much for Krishna consciousness to be presented in that way.
Yeah.
And just like with the plays, when, you know, the plays were always done with a little bit of too much slapstick.
Right.
And Lori Tux and I tried to, you know, make it more, I don't know what to call it, professional. But
professional.
Yeah, professional.
Rasika, actually.
Yeah.
Called Rasika.
So the, you know, you actually...
A connoisseur, yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
and that's, you know, when he said that, when he saw our first play, he said, now finally my disciples are taking this seriously.
Oh, that's Prabhupada said that.
He said that about the first play that he saw us do, that Lori Tux and I directed.
Wow.
And so, in a way, I long to make that happen again in the way that it needs to happen.
Yeah.
The thing that's missing is really good scripts.
Oh, wow.
Because you can't just lift it off the book. Some you can, but...
Yeah.
That's something to be worked on if you know anybody who's interested in that.
Well, very interesting. I'll just tell you. The last day I was there, right?
Mm-hmm.
On Wednesday morning, when Eka Chakra and Akinchana Krishna were preaching in NYU,
mm-hmm.
one British-born person who became a devotee
mm-hmm.
was in their theater department. And NYU has the best theater department of any university in America. That's the top theater department. And he was very good, Shakespearean and writer, director, etc. And he was thinking of becoming a brahmachari, but he thought about it deeply, and his creative impulse could not be satisfied within that ashram.
Yeah.
So he wound up going to Washington, and he's involved in theater there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's very, very, you know, I mean, he does, he's, you know, he's a professional actor.
Mm-hmm.
He just, and I had a long talk with him, too, and when he was just coming... I had a festival upstate New York and I wanted something. And he wrote a Gaur Leela. He's just a new person in iambic pentameter, Shakespearean, you know. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's cracking up again.
Yeah, it's cracking up again. I'm
he
wrote an iambic pentameter.
I can't understand reading.
Oh, boy. I'm glad you tell me you can't. Yeah, let's see.